The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
What up, Nate?
How's it going?
It's going. This week has flown by, or 2 weeks, because it's been a little bit.
That's right. You were not here last week.
Yeah. So it flew by. I don't even know what I've been doing. Like, I just woke up and I was like, "Fuck, it's Monday." I was like, "Holy shit!"
I know. Last week you missed the recording because you had a family issue to take care of, and that's perfectly understandable. And so now you're back this week.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's good to be back. I mean, it's been fun, I guess. I'm just trying to think, like, I haven't done it. It's like right now just dealing with family stuff and doing all that. So
you
right
did
now.
Stand up in the Bay. I saw you
Facebook.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, hey, SF, I'm going to be there tonight at 10 o'clock.
I always hate doing that kind of stuff.
With 800 other people. Come on out and see me do 2 minutes.
I did 10.
Oh.
10 to 12, okay. Actually. It was actually like... ended up being like 5 people, but it was a cute little theater.
You lost track of the light. Is that what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
They gave me the light too. I just kept going.
I do what I want. It was fun. It was really cool to like hang out with some people I haven't met before, and then also I saw some friends. I surprised my friend on her birthday.
Oh, nice.
And I also saw Cinderella. Like, I had to leave during the middle of the movie, which sucked, but I saw it.
How it ends.
Yeah, my friend turned to her. She's like, you're not going to know how it ends. And I'm like, well, you got to tell me. I think I'll be okay with the whole spoiler of it. But it was the real one, which was weird.
Sure.
I don't know how I feel. I actually got to a point where I was like really interested. But at the same time, like, I liked the graphics. I liked all of that. And it was nice. But there's something about it. I was just like, I don't know. Like, the dad was a little too young for me.
Okay.
And it just like was, I wish the dad was older so it'd be look a little less creepy.
Well, here's the thing. Because you've gotten older, the dad's gotten younger. Maybe the dad's always been the same age, but you're just older now.
Well, when I pictured it, wasn't the dad like old?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
In the Cinderella I'm aware of, it's a wicked stepmother.
Yeah, but they did the beginning part of it.
Oh,
where they like had the dad. And did you, spoiler alert, you can put this on pause if you guys.
Yeah, skip ahead about 2-3 minutes.
Yeah. So her name is like, I don't remember this part, but her name's actually Ella.
Okay.
And then because she like fell asleep next to the fire to keep warm and all the cinders gone on her face, they called her Cinderella.
Ah, okay.
So I did not know that. That was something new.
Good thing Kareem's not here. He'd claim that she was really black. And the whole thing was just a more oppression.
Oh God. I think it was cool that they tried, but it was definitely like a very white cast and
what?
Yeah. Surprise, surprise.
It should be
the classic.
Know.
Keep it classic. Don't fuck that shit up.
That's right. It's Disney.
But I don't know. It was cool. I liked it. It was, I drank a little bit too, so it was nice.
Okay.
It's more fun to watch stuff as an adult, but, I don't know. I think like some childhood stuff, like Frozen's a big thing. And I kind of, right before the movie started, they did like a song from Frozen that hasn't been released. I think it might be the next Frozen movie or something. I don't know. But I kind of get the hype of Frozen because it's like they had little snowmen, cute little snowmen. And I was like, oh, that's adorable. And then like but I don't know. I don't like new shit. I like my classics.
Classic.
I mean, did you grow up as a guy?
Yes.
Oh, wait, you're older when that Disney shit came out, so it would be a little different, huh? You weren't like...
Cinderella's been around forever, dude. Cinderella's been around a long, long time.
Like the
time.
Disney Cinderella? Like, did you grow up, like, did you watch that as a little kid?
No, because I'm a guy, but it was around.
You didn't, little boys didn't have that? I think that's one of the, I'm actually, like, happy that I'm a girl then, because if that's, like, I was able to grow up in that. And she's really pretty, the one they casted. I thought she was really pretty.
Or the one they cast. Casted is
not...
Is
it past tense?
That's not what it would be.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Cast. The one they cast. Oh.
Yeah, Walt Disney's Cinderella came out in 1950.
Ew.
The original animated musical fantasy film produced by Walt Disney and RKO Radio Pictures. 1950.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was around a long time before I was.
Oh. Oops.
Sorry.
I'm just so like... I sometimes I feel like I'm very, not ethnocentric because it's not like really my culture, but it's like my time period. So like time period centric, where it's just like I don't know what anyone else does that's younger or older than me because I just know what I grew up with. And I'm like, I think that's just special to our time, but it's really not.
Well, yeah, everybody who came before you knows about it. So, yeah, when I was a little kid, Cinderella was around. And this was, you know, when I grew up, it was all of the golden books that parents could buy in the grocery store. And they were called golden books because they had a golden spine on them. And there were Disney and there were other things like that. And so there were storybooks like that. But as a little boy, I had no interest in Cinderella or anything like that. That was for the girls.
So what did you do? Like, what did you grow up with? Like,
Bambi was one, Pinocchio.
So you did do the... So that's a cultural... it's a universal...
Not Cinderella. Cinderella was primarily for girls. It's not anything that guys are super interested in. There are some that... guys are more interested in, but little girls would be interested in too, but it doesn't swing as far the other way.
Well, you don't picture Prince Charming rescuing you from your evil stepmother.
No, when you're a little boy, girls are icky.
That's true, cooties. Well, so okay, what was your favorite Disney story or Golden Spine book?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, here's the thing: they're all very dark. When you really look at them, they're all very dark. Pinocchio is very dark. Bambi is very dark. Dumbo is very dark. I remember Bambi was one that because my mom would read to me every night before I'd go to sleep when I was really little. And that was one that didn't get read very often because it was so long.
Yeah,
it was Bambi was a much longer book. It's also not the happiest of endings. So actually early on, spoiler alert, Bambi's mom gets shot early on.
just in case y'all didn't know.
If you didn't know about Bambi, that's what happened. So, it's just for the most part, Walt Disney was a guy. Most of the people who worked at Disney were men. And so most of the stuff they did was targeting little boys. And there was always something in there for little girls that they might be interested in. There was always a female character or some other character that little girls could sort of latch onto, but it was certainly an afterthought.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, your Cinderella and what were some
Belle,
of the others?
Snow White, Beauty and the Beast.
Snow White would have been the big one. Beauty and the Beast was much later.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, Snow White and Cinderella were the two big Disney things. Fantasia was... very much just Mickey Mouse, but
yeah, Fantasia was in a different class of things. I think it doesn't really count as like the princess, the fairy tale. I mean, it's fairy tale because of the imagination behind it. But I think that was like very good for both genders. Mm-hmm. Fantasia was that was just kind of like there for like kids to really. I loved Fantasia. That was just a good one.
Yeah, it was just really trippy.
Yeah,
where everything came to life.
God, I kind of want to like do acid and like see what that would be like watch Fantasia on a big screen.
By the way, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937.
Holy shit! You know what is I remember this. It's another set of fairy tales.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Grimm?
Yeah, the Grimm fairy brothers. Tales.
Yeah, those are really dark.
Yes,
and wasn't like Walt Disney like kind of like taking some of those ideas or something like that and made it a little lighter for like kids? Is that what happened? Because I remember like reading these fairy tale or these stories, and they're really dark. But like that's what they were supposed to do. They're supposed to like kind of like teach you a lesson, like which like all fairy
so here's
fables
what
are.
Here's what Wikipedia says: the brothers Grimm is who you're referring to. Were German academics, linguists, cultural researchers, yada yada yada. They were authors. They published folklore during the 19th century. So basically, they gathered old folk tales and republished them, and they popularized stories such as Cinderella, the Frog Prince, Hansel and Gretel, Rapunzel, and Snow White. So yeah, Disney did take those and sort of, Disney did not create them.
No, just, I remember that. I know that much.
Just took them and put them in for an American audience, and that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, because I remember reading them, and then it was about like, a lot of it was like lessons, like you're supposed to learn something, but like the Disney ones, like, oh, nope, it's all happy and shit. Well, some of them are.
Right, they took the lessons out because...
Who wants to learn shit?
Learning's for suckers.
Oh, man. But it was, I don't know. I don't like remaking things into people. I was fascinated, but I just, I'm impressed by the animation, but I just, I don't know, making things, like fairy tales with real people kind of turns me off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn a buck on a known quantity. Yeah. Because their goal is not only to reach the kids, but to go to the parents who remember the animated one and go, aha, remember this animated thing when you were a kid? It's new and it's fresh and it's great.
Well, they definitely, there's definitely, suckers. The theater was full, so it was a good call.
Oh, yeah. They'll make money on all of these things. So here's a question.
Okay.
How many people have you slept with?
Oh, dear God.
No, you don't have to answer, but...
Oh. The number's really small. How many people have you slept with, Nate?
Enough.
That's a good answer. That's a good save.
Enough for now.
Okay.
I'm good with the number I'm at. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah.
I'm like a politician.
Happy where I am. So you've brought me a video now. Have you watched this video?
No, I just skimmed through it.
Okay. When it comes to relationships, is honesty really the best policy? Some experts insist that bearing all to your significant other can do wonders for improving intimacy and communication. But do you really want or need to know how many people the love of your life has had sex with? And there's a new video from Elite Daily. The rather uncomfortable question is posed to couples on camera. Do you guys know how many people each other has slept with?
Do you want to know?
No. Nope.
Do you think it's an important question?
No. And when I was 22 to 25, it was an important question.
Why?
Because you're talking about somebody who's a little bit younger. You want to know, is this somebody who slept around with a lot of people? And as the years go by, a larger number, when spread out over the number of sexually active years, doesn't really seem that big. For instance, if you are 21 and you've slept with 25 people, that's a big number, okay? Although I know people with much bigger numbers.
Yeah.
But let's say you are 45 and you've slept with 25 people. The number gets exponentially smaller because that really, if you became sexually active at 20 and had one partner per year until you're 45, that's 25 people.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
So you see the difference.
Yeah.
Whereas if you became sexually active at 20 and you're 21 and you've had 25 sexual partners, that's a much bigger number. So the further you get away from that and the more you mature from that, and the more you realize that women's vaginas don't really get worn out by sex, because that's a great misconception that teenage guys have.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I just learned not too long ago that childbirth, really, that shit does not come back the same.
Well.
I talked to a couple moms, and they're okay. Like, nope. It just, I mean, of course, I think they had like two or three kids or something like that. And they're just like, it doesn't really bounce back. And I'm like, oh, my partner's having a C-section. That's what we established from this conversation. Is what we decided.
Yeah.
My partner that doesn't exist right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where whatever.
I mean, I had this part. I had this girl I was dating, and she, this is the second person I've ever hooked up with.
Okay.
And I was still like in a very self-conscious state of like who I am as a person and all that. And we were like hooking up this one time, and then she like just got mad at me, and she was just like started asking me how many times I've had sex, not how many people, how many times. And then she was just like, I told her, because I only had sex with one person and that was my first, and but it was long distance, so it was only like a couple times in between.
Okay.
And she was just like, well, I just thought you'd be more experienced.
Yeah, you need to go practice is what she was saying.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
You are very bad at this.
I was like self-conscious, and I was like over, like I just didn't want to do it. I like sex, but I was just so self-conscious.
Well, I think here's where I will go with this. I think girls are far more understanding with guys who don't understand the female body than they would be with you, because you have a female body, they expect that you would understand.
Yeah, but I can understand me, but I don't understand the other person, because you don't know. I mean, you can tell.
Not exactly the same, but yeah. It's the same kit.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I get the point of, I get where you're coming from, and what you're saying.
So that's why a female who, if you were a guy and were really clumsy about it, might be a little bit more understanding, would be like, what the fuck?
Well, she knew that she was the second person I've ever hooked up with.
Right.
But I guess she was like, she didn't find that out till like a little later when we were already kind of talking. Like she was like already emotionally invested a little bit. And so after that point, you're kind of like in it. So
the way to break emotional investment is to be really bad in bed.
I guess so. Apparently, I'm really good at that. For the record, I've gotten better. Okay. I'm not saying I'm great. I've just gotten better from where that was. But I just, so at that point, it's like, all right, there could be like the number's too high, or like it's too low. So that's why I'm just like, I think there's a happy medium, because like after, it's like dating a virgin. Like, would you want to marry a virgin?
No.
Exactly. I mean, I think I'd be, I was okay with that idea, because props to people that want to keep the virginity until they're married, you know, that to each their own. To each their own.
No.
But I don't think I like, what if they end up not liking sex?
Exactly.
That's what bothers me.
Because they're not going to be good at it.
Well, it's fine if they like it and they just want to get better, that's fine. I'm willing to learn with them. Like, that's fine.
That's like getting a puppy. I mean, that's just a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but if you're in love with the person,
it's way better to adopt an adult dog who was already housebroken and knows not to shit on the rug. And that's why you don't want to marry a virgin.
When you put it that way, like,
puppy's gonna piss in the corner. Puppy's gonna forget. Puppy's
but then
gonna
you can
bark
like
all day.
Train. I had some friends.
Puppy's gonna chew the shit out of your slippers. Adult dog's not gonna do any of that. Adult dog's gonna bring you your slippers and drop them down gently for
but
you.
But don't you want to like you get like a love? They're cuter and like you can train them
No, no, no. Here's the thing. One of the great things about people who have a variety of experiences is they bring things that this is the beauty of somebody who has had experience. They bring with them something that you've never thought of.
That's true.
And if the person only knows what you teach them, they're only going to know that. And you're eventually just going to be like, You couldn't have researched something. You couldn't have gone online. Maybe you read a Cosmo. Nothing. I mean,
well, I figure. Like,
I mean, you weren't having sex. You were busy being a virgin. There was plenty of time to research, at least.
I think, I don't know. If I end up being with a virgin and they research on their own and they try, then I'm okay with it. But
well, good for you.
I guess it's for me at this point, I really can't be picky.
Well, and I'm enough older than you that I think I'm allowed to go.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's true. Because I'm at that age where actually I don't know that many virgins. I know a couple.
Well, yeah, because once you're over 25, most people have had sex.
Is that like our generation though? Or is it like, is that because like your parents, like that age group, do they?
They were married by then. My parents were married by then.
Did they have sex before marriage?
Probably. I don't know.
I wonder how
common
that was. I
didn't ask. I did not ask.
I definitely don't want to ask my parents.
Right.
I'm curious, but.
My parents got married. My mom was 20 years old when they got married.
Oh,
and
okay.
My dad was 23.
Damn, that's hella young.
So, no, not at the time, though.
No, not at the time, but now.
At the time, that was when people were getting married. You didn't have as many people that were going to college, so you didn't have that delay getting in. Life expectancy was lower, so people were getting married at 18, 19. I have a cousin who's been married since he was 17. I've got a couple of them, actually.
Are they happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand people that are like getting married so young, like now.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other thing. But there are some that are doing it, and some are going to be very happy. It's just a matter of what you want to do and where you are with your life, and kind of what your goals and expectations are. And if your goals and expectations are to, you know, be in your little town or your little city. You have your job, which is just a job that you go to, and you kind of enjoy it, but it's okay. And your real goal is to have a family and have kids. Then, yeah, you get married young. You do whatever you want to do. I mean, one of my old coworkers is like, it is great because at 45, his kids were in college. Because he got married young and had kids young. So at 45, he's got kids in college. There are other people at 45 who are just becoming parents for the first time or who don't have kids.
That's true. That's what I'm kind of worried about. I'm like counting down and I'm just like, fuck. Like, I want to be alive when my kids go to college.
Well, then you're going to have to stop drinking.
I don't drink that much anymore.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, let's see if there's any good audio on this on this reactions to how many sex partners has your partner had?
You're asking the number of people we've slept with or people we've dated, seriously.
No, slept.
She corrected real quick.
We've been dated for a little over a year and a half.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
So we've been together 16 years.
A year and a couple of days.
No, we're actually going to make a year in 12 days. No.
No, I said it right.
Do you guys know how many people each other have slept with?
No.
No.
Oh. The number, Jesus. Okay. You don't want to see the number? Can we not see the number? I don't know if we discussed that as of yet.
You can tell everybody. I'm not going to listen to it.
Four, five, four, five.
I think I've been a little more on the sexually adventurous side throughout my youth, so...
Well, I like to say nine. okay, go.
When I was in college, those numbers got stupid.
Oh, damn.
I played football. I was an All-American. Those numbers got out of hand.
I would guess it's somewhere around 100, but I don't really know.
What?
They're
I don't
old.
Know how people yeah. I've slept with. We don't keep
the guy who guessed 100, those people are in their 50s.
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird conversation to have, too, I feel. It's just like...
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really want to think about, like, what you did with your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, and then you're, like, thinking about it, yeah, and you don't like, want to be thinking about it.
We never even ever brought up past at all. Rough estimate, probably 8, yeah.
What? 10, right?
Yeah, 10. There you go.
Do you want to know?
My number, I would guess, 15 or 20.
Not 15 or 20.
A little over the 150 number.
What is the 150 number?
I'm at five or six.
We don't have to know we're happy. We don't have to know this.
I would say I'm about, like, 75. I don't know.
20 to 40 in that range.
Yeah, 7 for me and 4 for you. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess like 20 something for me.
I'm a girl, so I say 1.
Yeah. Wow.
The past is the past. We don't have to talk about it, right?
We might talk about it later.
I don't think number really matters. Unless it's like really like up there, but I mean, as long as you're faithful during the relationship.
I'm not afraid to admit anything about my past because it's brought me to where I am today.
She says 1, but I mean, I know at least 5. So multiply that, you know, say about 3.
Oh, yeah. What's that rule? Do you believe in that rule?
For women in their 20s, yes, they lie. They lie.
Really?
Yes.
Because I would not lie.
Straight women in their 20s will certainly lie.
I mean, if my number was higher, I might lie.
Well, yeah, but you're a lesbian. You come at the world from a different point of view.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, I think the number really doesn't matter.
It does not. And I think the guy said it perfectly. As long as you're faithful while you're in the relationship, it's fine.
And you're clean. My main things are clean.
As long as you don't have any diseases you bring in. And here's the other thing about that older couple who he's like 100-something. She's like, 75 or so. They were around when the worst thing you could get was cured by a shot of penicillin. They were pre-AIDS. If you were around, if you were sexually active pre-AIDS, when the worst thing you could get could be cured with penicillin, I mean,
it's fair game.
Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah.
You're after Roe v. Wade and pre-AIDS, that sweet spot of about 10 years. There was so much shagging going on.
Oh man!
Unfortunately, you had to cut your way through this thicket of pubes just to get to anything.
Oh God, ew.
Because it was a different time.
Ew. I have a friend. I think, like, when did we start being friends? Like 28, 27. And her number was up in like at least the 150s.
Whore? What? Oh, wait.
But she was never like really, she never like She was a lesbian, but she hooked up with a couple guys too. But she went through like this after this breakup.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like she went, and then we became friends, and like I could see that number being what it was, and I was like, damn.
And here's the thing: if you're a chick, especially a heterosexual chick, and you just want to have sex with a lot of people, it's relatively easy for you because you just have to be willing and put yourself in a position where there's half drunk guys.
Oh no, I'm not like, even for me, like I, you know what I look like. I still can like, I still get hit on by guys. And I had someone, a friend call me out on this too. She was like, wait, you got hit on by a guy, like looking, well, how were you dressed? And I was like, guys don't care.
No.
They really don't.
No, we see curves and we know what's going down and we're like, all right.
Yeah, that's, so I mean, there's gotten to a point, I think I'm at, I think in like 3 more months I might be straight for another night. Like it's just, it's gone to that point. But I mean, sex is, it also depends how you value sex. I think is if it's kind of like a really big thing for you and like an emotional thing, I could see why dating someone with the numbers so high would be, you'd be a little reserved.
Well, and you don't want to, you don't necessarily, again, younger people might have a little bit of a different sort of point of view about it. I'd be like, you're nasty.
Yeah. As long as, you know, I think the whole testing thing is like, as long as you're clean, you can do whatever you want, but just be clean and don't cheat. I think that's, as long as you're faithful and you're clean, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I think that, and that's a good, that's a good bitches preach to go out on.
Yeah, just stay clean. And I love this song so much.
Stay clean and don't cheat.
Yes. And then you can be as hoish as you want. Like, get yours.
Yeah, get yours, get hers, get his.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of virgins out there not doing anything. You've got to bring the average up.
Take one for the team.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're a guy, wear a condom, and I don't know what you all do. Like,
dental dam.
Really? Do you actually use a dental
dam?
No.
I do have a bit about where, like, one time, like, I saw it for the first time, and I unfolded it, and I was like, this is like, and my friends were like, dude, this, like, you see it and you just like, okay, I don't want to have sex anymore. Like, what the fuck is this supposed to do?
I've got a big old box of Ziploc bags.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. And you can put like a, you could just write like the date and the name on it.
Oh, that's gross.
So gross. On the other side. And then you could have a memory of what that smear was from.
Oh, that's so gross, man. Ew.
But you know, I'm right.
I hate the fact that you're right.
That smear was Kimmy from November 22nd.
Then you're gonna you can't lie about the numbers then.
2014, and you've got a whole filing cabinet full of them.
Oh, that's so gross. That's so gross. That's like Dexter shit. You know how he collects the blood?
Yeah, and little slides.
Oh, that's gross, man.
It's all good. All right, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you'd like to help support the show, the best way to do it is, if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go to the website. It's natedarlingshow.com. Click the Shop Amazon tab at the top and then shop like you normally would. It doesn't cost you anything extra and it helps support us. So thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. And we'll see you next time on the Well Hung Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye. So what you tell the world is, you're way more than worth it. And I don't feel like I deserve it. You got the pieces. You're my kind of perfect. You're my kind of perfect. I'll take you home, home.